degrees. Get outside, enjoy some of that. Monday, talk around here, June 27th. Thank you very much for letting us be a part of your life, coming into your homes, your businesses, your vehicles, your listenables, and our talk around continues here on this Monday. I've been looking forward to this one, too, because we gotta do some follow-up. Gage Miller and Officer Gage Miller with the Wofford Police Department. Gage, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you back here.
Yeah, it's been a little while, but I'm glad to be here and update everybody.
Well, I said you're one of the busiest guys out there working, and we're here to talk canines. Yeah. And you got some good news, so I'll just let you kind of fill us in as to where we are now as far as a new canine here on the force.
Awesome. Well, since last time we spoke, I did find a kennel that I wanted to go with. Matt Kinneberg out of Abercrombie. I was happy to be able to find somebody local to help us with this process. He's been awesome. He's going to pair me up with she's a 13-month-old German Shepherd from Czechoslovakia. Her name's Tango, so we're really excited about that. My family's really excited about it. Right now, we're just going to work on some contract stuff, and we should be good to go here by the fall.
Well, tell me about the last time you were here. You were just getting the fundraising started for this thing, and it took off like a rocket, and you really had a good response to this. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so the community's been awesome. We've had a lot of local businesses that have been donating, and then private individuals that have been sending us money, as well as some grants. Just to name a couple that have been awesome, the American Kennel Club, they're a national company, and they actually gave us a grant for $10,000, which was amazing.
Wow.
And then just recently, Alliance Pipeline gave us another $7,500. So we've been very fortunate with grants, and like I said, the community members have been great.
So you got a lot of friends out there,
awesome. I've been meeting a lot of the right people, I guess.
Definitely. So Gage, tell us, how essential is a canine to a police force?
Well, to be honest, their noses are just amazing, and you know, sometimes in these smaller communities we have issues with narcotics, and just being able to have another resource, a tool on your belt, I guess you could say, is just awesome to be able to, you know, find illegal narcotics, find missing persons. You know, let's say, you know, a little girl goes walking down by the river and people can't find her. Well, that canine can pick up that scent, and hopefully we can save them.
Right. Mm-hmm. So tell me about the training. How long generally does a training take with a new pup?
So generally, most kennels will do anywhere between 2 and 8 weeks. But what's really awesome with being able to work with Matt Kinneberg here in Abercrombie is I've been able to be a part of the build-up process, which is invaluable. A lot of people don't get the opportunity to do that. So I've been involved with Tango now for a few months, and we'll have a few more months of training before we're live.
Are you ready for all the Tango and Cash jokes that are going to be coming your way?
You know
it's going to happen.
Initially, when I heard that name, you know, I wasn't sure if I liked it or not, but then somebody brought that up to me, that movie, and I watched it, and now I love it.
Yeah, good, as well you should. So what is the timeline looking at the arrival here?
It's unclear on which month specifically, but I think around September, October is when I'll probably take possession and probably be live by the end of October.
Is it a challenge, do you know, Gage, like you've got a family, you've got kids too, in incorporating a trained dog into family life? Is that a challenge at all?
So I'm gonna figure that out once I get her, but what's really awesome is Tango's temperament is awesome. She's just a sweetheart, and she understands the difference between work and work and play. My wife was actually fortunate enough to meet her, and Tango played the part, and she was just a sweetheart.
So. Nice. And Tango, by the way, again, is a German Shepherd, right?
Yep, German Shepherd.
So why Czechoslovakia? How did that come about?
You know, I have no idea. But what's interesting about German Shepherds that come from that area is they're actually smaller than what you and I would think a German Shepherd would be. The Americanized ones tend to be bigger and have more hip issues, so she'll be a little smaller, and hopefully it'll save her hips.
Okay, and is generally, are German Shepherds the you know, with most police departments? Is that normally what they go with, or do they branch out into other breeds?
So there's a few different breeds depending on what kind of work the dog's going to be. But generally, I'd say between the Belgian Malinois and the German Shepherd, they're normally the two biggest breeds.
Right. The Malinois was what I was talking about earlier before we went on the air. I said my owner, our owners, have Malinois and just incredibly sharp dogs.
Those dogs are crazy.
They are crazy, yeah. But very well behaved, yep. And very when they're trained right, mm-hmm. as I'm sure with German Shepherds too. Are you excited about this? Are you revved up about it?
I tell you what, it feels like it's flown by, but like, you know, I'm ready for it. I'm just anticipating.
So, Gage, do you, as far as donations, you need anything more or any other kind of help that way?
Well, so what's awesome is we came up with an original goal of how much we wanted to raise, which was the 25,000 mark, which we were able to meet, which is awesome. But to be honest, we didn't expect to raise this much money this quick, and we are in a vehicle shortage now, as a lot of people maybe know if they're trying to purchase new vehicles right now.
Mm-hmm.
And now we need to raise some money for a vehicle. So for the time being, we're going to use one of our older cars, and then hopefully we can raise the funds to purchase a new vehicle as well.
Fantastic. Boy, this is just a nice, really nice success story, isn't it?
It is. It is.
And again, beautiful part about living in this community, when people really need to step up and do some things, they definitely get it done. Gage, promise me you'll stop back as the arrival nears here, because I'd like to know more about this and just how it's going for you, and I'm sure our listeners would too.
Yeah, I could definitely do that. And community policing is one of my favorite things, so stopping out and walking mm-hmm. the downtown is going to be something that's on my list to do once we are alive together.
Sounds good. Gage, thanks so much. I know you're busy man, busy guy out there. Thanks so much for stopping by. And like I say, stop back and give us an update, okay?
Thank you.
Officer Gage Miller, Wapton Police Department. It's 928 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
ND Country Fest is almost here, and your i3G radio station team will be in New Salem July 6th through the 9th with all the fun. Come see John Party, Locash, Chris Jansen, Travis Tritt, and many more. Join your i3G radio station team at our VIP festival tent for a chance to win concert tickets, t-shirts, and other great prizes. We'll be spinning the prize wheel and so up the sun, as well as the best country music for miles, sponsored by Pan A, Leading Edge Equipment, Flatland Guitar, and High Point Networks.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr with an Ag News update. Cattle and calves on feed in the U.S. up 1%. 11.8 million head as of June 1st. That's 1% more. Highest June 1st inventory, though. Placements into feedlots during May totaled 1.87 million head, 2% below last year. Marketing's 2% more than a year ago. What were the key numbers in Friday's Cattle on Feed report? USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum.
During May, feedlots marketed just over 1.9 million head, which was about 2% above a year ago. However, there was one additional slaughter day in May this year compared to last year. And when you make that adjustment, you are talking about a marketing number which is about 2.5% below a year ago.
South Dakota feedlots down 11%, 195,000 cattle. Placements were down 10%. Marketings were up 12% from last year in South Dakota. Minnesota's down 5%. Placements of cattle and calves in Minnesota feedlots down 21%. Marketings down 23% from April, down 29% from a year ago. The number of roosters heard crowing during the North Dakota Game and Fish Department's 2022 spring pheasant crowing count survey, down 22%. RJ Gross, Upland Game Management Biologist, says the decrease